bait and switch stuff that's going on in the primetime broadcast. But there is a really dangerous product underneath the label, the allegedly moderate label that we're going to be seeing of the televised portion of the GOP convention. And as we just were saying, it is not the party of Lincoln anymore. That's 150 years ago. The Republican Party made some terrible decisions during the Civil Rights era. It is no longer a place for Dave Chastain. And he seems like a great guy. Sam, I was telling Kevin Baker is with us in the studio now. He's the one who knows Kevin Baker. Maybe he'll appreciate this story, Kevin. Sam, if you will, too. On NPR today, there will be a little thing called Meet the Delegates. By the way, Sam, are you going to the Grover Norquist Yacht Party tonight?
I got two chances to make the connection as opposed to doing some kind of broadcast.
Yes, Governor Bush is having a yacht party for all the NASCAR guys, I assume. Right, Kevin? Kevin Baker?
Yeah.
About to leave Congress and replace Jack Valenti at the Motion Picture of America Association, which pays about $1 million a year.
Finally, the major option that will lead nowhere. Don't ever knock the competition. If your competition's name is brought up and they say, what do you think about ABC Company that they deal with? You say, Mr. Prospect, ABC Company. Company is an excellent company. They have excellent products.
Monopoly capitalism. Fight the terrorism of lack of economic development in our communities. And Bush, if you really want to get Saddam, get in a plane, jump out in your parachute, and have a one-on-one with Saddam.
It knows.
There's no way to get back inside the system.
Kind of hobbies and backgrounds that characterize us, and these things don't necessarily correspond to each other. So, you know, I can be a sociologist in New York, or I can be a sociologist in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Thank you.
because we will not go home. And after this, just as we joined you here, you join us in our fight for reparations. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Councilman Charles Barrett.
Gay parents, because that would mean that these people would have to sacrifice their specialness, the heterosexual married couples. But also, I suspect
some other things which we got a glimmer of when we came back. But in mid 2002, we began a massive investigation.
A few days from now, President George W. Bush will announce that he is personally going to train his cabinet, the Congress people, and everybody who wants war. He's going to personally train them, and he's going to lead them into Iraq. And listen, because George W. Bush is an honorable man, and he says, in a few days, in a few days, he said that all he wants. Said that when he goes off the wall, he will do us proud.
Nauseated, terrible sadness, and strangely uneasy. This group of symptoms is called
our way of life.
It can kill you.
With each breath.
If you're like most people,
however, if this person is not well dressed or the person's office is in a shambles and so on, negative prejudgment, deciding in advance that the person is not going to buy, completely takes all the enthusiasm out of you.
Remember virtually anything. That's the
that is done through a series of discarding whatever it is that arises in consciousness.
Much more elaborate investigation.
It knows.
And if I live in those different places, I'll have very different geographical characteristics, but I'll still work with the same kinds of people.
And in the foreground,
the Rocky Mountains.
The Rocky Mountains, basically, we're standing here in a national nature reserve, entirely surrounded by houses.
That's
much to everyone's surprise, Butler made a fair success of his venture into sheep farming.
The weakened timid child, the matured, hardy
explorer, remote
parts of New Zealand still
bear the names he gave them.
We ventured up into the wilds to stake his territorial claim. With a little more than 4 years,
Butler had built handsomely on his capital. When he sold his sheep run, he made enough money to provide a modest independent income for the rest of his life.
And the executive
All of these people are sickening slobs. By slobs, they are gutting America, sucking it dry, the blood of the country, the lifeblood splattering about their swollen, demonic faces.
And we're very good at sort of intuitively switching across from these dimensions.
I'll start at the beginning. Adam. The snake was his dick, the apples his balls, so don't blame Eve.
It knows.
Exactly what we see people doing in this experiment, and that, I think, is why it works so well.
Headed by John Dunbar of the Center, who's in the audience here, funded by the Ford Foundation and the Up Society Institute, and we issued a study in May, which, if you add up all the researchers and writers and editors and tech staff and webmasters and everything, it's about 30 people worked on it, and we, among other things, unveiled the most comprehensive searchable web database of about every broadcast station, cable television system, and telephone provider in America.
This is Joshua Hayward, preempting your regular regular programming here for a very special interview.
Let me tell you, my objective of fighting is to be the ultimate professional. And the objective of being a professional, regardless whatever happens in my life in general, my job, the job has to be done. Regardless whatever happened, my mother died, somebody I love died, the job has to be done. And let me tell you, my objective is the sign of being a professional. The objective of being a professional, regardless whatever happens in my life in general, my job.
I can't hear you. Don't fucking yell at me.
To be done, regardless whatever happened. My mother died. Somebody I love died.
Like I said before,
the job has to be done.
I was 12 years old.
That's the sign of being a professional.
As you see, physical. You know what I mean? To be very intellectual and handle the pressures that comes with boxing.
I can't hear you.
Like the groupies, like the people that, like the reporters. You know what I mean? I'm not saying all of you, because a lot of reporters are my friends, but a lot of you are assholes.
And thanks for being patient. I know a lot of people were
to
thinking
the phones,
it was going
to
be on 6
o'clock,
but we had to go with. That
second push going information is the hardest part. How does it help you move data better now, it's on a computer or with people or whatever?
I don't think you can win the war on terror. Now, let's listen to the clip. It's clip number 3. He said this on the Today Show this morning.
Do you really think we can win this war on terror? For example, in the next 4 years?
I have never said we can win it in 4 years.
No, I'm just saying, can we win it? Do you see that?
I don't think you can win it.
Kerry and his personality than the voters in Massachusetts, especially when I go back.
Because isn't this why people claim they're voting for George Bush? Because he's going to win the war on terror?
But now he's saying he can't win it?
Before he said you couldn't win it?
People are very dumb. Again, as I said earlier,
and it's a real problem because he's claiming the right to basically arrest and detain anyone.
he feels is a threat until the war on terror is over. So if it can't be won, then it will just go on forever, and people will resort to sit in jail cells.
That's actually one of the most, I think, San Francisco, like, you have no honor attack. What you can do is have smarter policies to give yourself better odds.
Yeah.
And that certainly is not going to come from this administration, but they don't want better odds. This administration needs to use the raw materials in our culture of fear, anxiety, and ignorance. They have to use those raw materials to build their house.
Enter your zip code and find out who owns the media within 40 miles of your house.
Like I said before, ever since I was 12 years old, I was groomed not only just to be physical, you know what I mean, to be very intellectual and handle the pressures that comes with boxing, you know what I mean, like the groupies, like the people that, like the reporters, you know what I mean. I'm not saying all of you, because a lot of reporters are my friend, but a lot of you are assholes.
But we first must establish a number of these pegs or hooks. Now let me give you a good analogy of this so you understand. If there was a peg on a wall, a permanent part of the wall, if we hung our coat on that peg and came back 2 hours later, back to the peg or the hook, what would be there? Of course, our coat. Whatever we put there would still be there. Because the peg or the hook is a permanent part of the wall, whatever we store on it will always be there.
Why don't you tell me about God?
Well, you should know about God, because God is in your image.
Try to contact him once or twice again. When she got in trouble, she needed some money to bail herself out, but Hansen said no. He had walked away from her in Cleveland and wasn't about ready to be drawn back in.
You begin to feel tired, headachy, nauseated,
terrible sadness,
and strangely uneasy. This group of symptoms is called
our way of life.
It can kill you.
With each breath.
If you're like most people,
secretaries, businessmen and women,
no one knows exactly why. It can kill you.
But now, there's a better way.
Blood is 99% saturated with
the American economy.
If you're like most people,
these evil acts
didn't exist before.
But your immunity won't last.
But now, there's a better way.
Artists, filmmakers, playwrights, and authors
from the San Juan Mountains in Colorado. You ascend above about 2,500 meters or about 8,000 feet. This is MountainRadio.com. It's possible for your body to undergo changes.
We did this with our heart.
If you're like most people, your body
won't last when you descend.
The final step is up to you.
I fear no evil, for you are with me.
To be touched by something.
You, because a lot of reporters are my friend, but a lot of you are assholes.
His relationship with Bonnie remained very, very close after that. The kids were growing up. They were getting ready to go off to college. But he was acting a little more irrational.
100 tables, 200,000 records. And of course...
This is the same thing with our mind. There are things in our mind that we will establish right now in this lesson as permanent pegs, permanent file folders, permanent hooks.
My mind it doth bewilder these wondrous things to scan, awed not by man the builder, but by God who made the man.
The image of man.
President of the United States of America. The Chairman of the USSR. Communications will not be restored at this time. End of message.
Of media ownership, and yes, it was startling, and we could see how.
And drug reform. Activists marched from Union Square to near the Republican convention site. Police guarded the streets in large numbers. Beverly Corbin, a 51-year-old.
And to watch Ridge stomping around, just oozing. Oozing evil. I mean, you can look at him and see how evil he is.
This incident in the park was told to us by several people, one of his own children, Jack Hirschauer, and one of Bonnie's brothers told us about the incident because she had related it to them sometime later. And of course, she didn't know at that time about what was going on with Priscilla Gailey. She didn't understand the kinky side of it.
This is Joshua Hayward, preempting your regular programming here for a very, very special interview.
God is in your image.
Access to information that wouldn't mean a damn thing to the CIA.
So you have a problem with God?
Yeah, you could say I've got a problem with God.
Life.
Look, it's just a warning issue. It's not a good thing to leave your gun around in the park. Next time.
He was going to start to expose that side of his life, the sexual side, with anybody that wanted to read it in a chat room.
I think that one thing that's been very nice about these experiments is that it's given us
attention. Where is the other system?
Say I've got a problem with God, but I've got my own gods.
And Pickering, Kerry, and all of them. I mean, it's just on the surface. If I saw somebody walking like that, whether they were in a suit or not, in a dark alley, I would shrink away from them.
Mike Miles is running for the Democratic nomination in Colorado for U.S. Senator. And I can't get across to you people out there how important this is. We're talking about U.S. Senator here, so we're really, really honored and proud and pleased to have.
George W. Bush is going to announce that should he go, when he goes over and he fights, and should he return, all he wants is a nice small parade on Fifth Avenue and Broadway in New York.
Goddesses, my own religious beliefs.
Why don't you tell me about your religious beliefs?
Well, first, I've got my fertility symbols. I've got my fertility Playtex bra. I've got my fertility support hose. And I've got my fertility bunions.
But knowing a little is not enough. It wants to know more.
About how people solve this problem of pushing information through a network, as you said, and this is a very important problem in computer networks also.
You will use these in various instances when we get to the application section, because when we start to remember things for future.
Psychically prepared for this. His investments in his past and those who peopled it are necessarily limited. This indeterminate or open-ended future and the lack of a binding past mean that the souls of young people are in a condition like that of the first men in the state of nature. Spiritually unclad, unconnected, isolated.
And proud and pleased to have with us tonight Mike Miles. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Josh.
All right. Okay. So we're going to just not waste too much time. Mike's been on the. Just want to give a couple of tidbits of information. Mike's been on the campaign trail for about 2 years now, and his program is a grassroots program. He isn't really receiving endorsements or taking any big money from anyone, and it's quite a different campaign than we're used to seeing for such an important office. And so where we're at right now, the primaries are August 10th here in Colorado, and so we're building up to that particular time.
Also, so in interest of fairness, if any of the other candidates want to call me up here at KURA 970-325-7289, I'll be willing
to go on the air with them, too, just in the interest of fairness. But I did happen to meet Mike Miles, and he did agree to be with us, and here he is. So,
find information. And one of the things that makes computer science such a difficult field to keep up with, I guess, is that
1100 CPU seconds.
So, because a lot of it is virtual, we can take a model and very quickly turn that into a...
For the time being, I should be the only one allowed to communicate with the system because...
...design principle for a computer system. And so, in... ...a design principle for a computer system... ...design principle for a computer system...
Colossus deals in the exact meaning of words, and one must know precisely what to ask for.
Recent years, people have actually tried building systems that try to do search in this sort of way, in this way.
From those 3-inch spikes, yeah, I wore those heels to keep my job. And I've got my bottle of fertility peroxide, and I keep my nails long.
Being a professional. I can't hear you.
With no inherited or unconditional connection with anything or anyone. They can be anything they want to be.
From this moment forward, the arteries and veins of the blood supply system in your brain and those in your neck that serve the brain are beginning to renew and change so that your blood is flowing more and more smoothly and evenly to every cell in your brain.
So, let's just go right into it. Mike, when you speak on the subject of why you are a candidate for the U.S. Senate, you first of all mention that we are losing our democracy. Many Americans noticed what happened in Florida, you know, some of them didn't, to conclude the 2000 presidential election. So there is one case of us maybe losing a little bit of democracy, having the Supreme Court decide a president for us. How else are we losing our democratic roots?
We're losing our democratic roots because our whole process seems to be skewed towards big corporations and big moneyed interests. And the ordinary person seems to have less and less a voice. The key issues of the day are not being solved, or they're just being solved tangentially. Healthcare, for example, education, foreign policy, these things, it seems that the ordinary people don't have a lot of voice, and pharmaceutical companies, oil companies, the Halliburtons of the world have much more say.
The billowing smoke as it's coming forward. My wife was inside the car, staying warm, but I was on the hood. There's people standing by here as it's going by. The traffic, of course, was stopped to allow the train. Oh, now here I was hanging out shooting this, and Canada. It's Canada. It's cold. Snow. The scenery was really spectacular. See, because the train is moving forward, the smoke is coming back. It was not extremely windy, but the smoke did billow. And, oh, we're about to go into a tunnel. Yeah, we're in a tunnel for about a minute. It got colder when we were in the tunnel. It was one of the darker tunnels in Canada.
Going to
When I was 19, I actually slept with a guy because he rolled his own cigarette. Cheers.
And the pre we're between you the stage area. He also believed his stages were universal in two senses. First, he thought of stages for her develop whatever else we talk about their skill. The whole, when his observations, because he was, as I meant, reasoning, he didn't just pick these arbitrarily. This is how he saw the mate from the entire dog. The dog is a symmetrical you. And they're arguing. Use one thing to signal that something else will follow. They're learning about means and creates about. The major developmental goal, as Piaget saw for this period for the child, is to learn how the real world works. I mean by the real world, the physical world. In the fourth substage, children pay attention to variations in the ends and the end results, and to what caused these variations. In some way, it's like a kid playing with theme and variations as he explores the world.
The reporters, you know what I mean? I'm not saying all of you, because a lot of reporters are my friends, but a lot of you are assholes.
Consultants of all kinds learn about him. And even now, as we speak, there is major melee in Midtown Manhattan as people from the Poor People's Campaign and others march and express their democratic right of protest against the Bush agenda. And WBAI is always here to
report metaphysics here.
Not after the fact, not in a voyeuristic way.
Traffic's
but
building
as part
up.
Of the process of understanding what it takes to create social change and to defeat the
step
agenda
over here a little
of this reactionary administration that is in power. 212-209-2950.
The problem is that the Republicans
have to,
campaign on their agenda.
I'd have to brush somebody
they put out for this
away,
Republican convention.
Like,
they put
like
out Republican moderates. These are not the people who determine policy. McCain does not determine policy. Giuliani does not determine policy.
Anyway, new metaphysics.
They are the
get a little elbow
like Karl Rove are putting on the Republican Party. These are one of the tactics that Karl Rove uses in this.
It's kind of like surf is up.
Involved in personal attacks.
All the electromagnetic traffic going on.
So the real issues of the
cell
war,
walls,
the real
and all
issues
kind
of the economy are not debated. 212-209-2950.
Not even talking about cell phones.
212-209-2950.
It's those fucking Christian broadcasts
to get the
skate across the canals and the
that Karl Rove has waged in the past.
Glacial,
and these are the blueprints for
scraping
the
debris of the
will be
eternal
waging in the present
body
and the
politic.
212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. But we at
God knows what they're doing, but you
do
know,
want to talk about the real
I have
issue.
It on a good speculation.
You want to hear about that. And when we ask
not
you
necessarily
for money,
bad at all.
For money for us. We ask you for money to help yourself to get your
Chris,
issues
the surf
on
is
the
up.
Front burner, to get the issues of the war,
you know what to
of
do
the economy,
when
of wave healthcare,
come in.
Of racial discrimination, of sexual
Johnny
discrimination, of the
got
issues
to
the matters that matter to you the most. 212-209-2950.
Whatever the issue.
212-209-2950 for the radio.
A little elbow room around here. Charlie got to surf. Use the media. Image, my brothers. Even image feelings, my female brothers. It's so hard to do that cross-gender thing these days. All those hooks and whatnot.
Your recall will store them on these pegs. An exciting thing will happen. When we do store information on these pegs or hooks in our mind, in a very short time, the new information
What's coming next? Always an interesting mystery.
Guess what? You're exactly right. It becomes not.
I thought I was right. We've gone through many acreages of metaphysics over the years. Calling it decades now. No, I'm not still a student at Boston College. In fact, I never was a student at Boston College. I did cross some acreage on occasion through the decades.
Knowledge. It becomes part of your knowledge bank.
Money in the bank. Piggy bank. Serial accrual killings. The American need the world system today. Crossing, zero crossings going on, right and left. It's no sooner do you begin to make out the meaning of a word as the sound crosses the terrain, but then countless befores and afters crisscross through the night sky, one side of an ocean to another, 30-foot tsunamis crossing back and forth in some people's mind eye, that volcano blow in Africa, who knows? All be over. Temporarily was over for a minute there. When you're in the laboratory, sometimes you never know what's gonna come out. Chemicals being what they are and all, with reaching ion arms and all that. Grabbing across known scientific science. God forbid, bad science, which is what most scientists do today. Some are even paid to do that. Gary at newmetaphysics.com, of course. A little more traffic in the corridors. Keep the NSA budget justified now. One can only hope some NSA intern on the night watch might actually eyes on your message before tossing it. Probably never happened. Hard to win the lottery. But Americans can dream. Look to plan the next day's itinerary. Not even having to forget today's.
Devil.
What the hell's that?
It's a multiplication table.
Thanks.
Just remember your key concepts. Presume you enjoy thinking correctly, which... All right, I've already gone too far. Farting in the wind here. New metaphysics rolls on. Keep that drama intensifying. It's build. You can always fix it in the editing room.
So what you're saying is that you don't like being defined by your body, and you want other opportunities besides biological opportunities. Well, have you ever considered the imprisonment of the male and his role as provider, the punisher, his role as daddy paycheck? Gee, Doc, I suspect some hostility in your tone. If you feel so imprisoned, here's the apron strings now. You make the beds and vacuum the carpets for 10 years and you tell me about your gender liberation. I don't need to justify myself to you.
People, if they tend to be for the common good or for the people, that all of a sudden you're labeled as a liberal, and it sees just. I want to get your take on this, Mike.
Yeah.
It seems like the latest Bush Cheney tactic is to color Kerry and Edwards as, dare I say,
discourse and in answering the tough questions. They would rather just paint the other side and make sure that we lead the way. And as far as the contract excuse, they'll say something about privacy. And no, you're a U.S. senator, and people who approach your office don't have the same degree of privacy. We're not going to reveal all the content of what we talk about.
The tax cuts, we said this was a big mistake. We have been consistent on these policies. We are the anti-Bush. We are the un-Bush.
Knowledge, and in some cases inspired by the notion of small world networks.
They just radiate a vampiric aura, and I use that in a figurative term. I don't mean that literally.
And in the fifth stage, he takes this further. Children systematically experiment with varying the means in order to test the end results. The key word here is systematic. They seem to look like miniature scientists on a sensory motor level. through trial and error, they seem to be more systematic as they're exploring and trying to figure out the causality and the means and relationships more than they did in the random way before. Let me give you an example. This is one child that I observed, but this you can see again and again in kids. Child was sitting in the high chair, and he had his tray in front of him and some food on the tray, and he accidentally dropped the food off, pushed it off, fell to the floor. Pretty cool. So he did it again. And dropping the food to the floor became the end. Pushing it off, dropping it became his means. And he got really interested in this. So he over and over again pushed food off his tray. But then he observed by accident, I think, that how it fell and where it fell depended on where he dropped it. It's pretty profound insight for this little kid. And then he proceeded to systematically varying the dropping of the food and also the force with which he threw it at different times. And he'd watched the changes in these actions, the changes they'd have on where it fell, how fast it went down, the trajectory, if you will. I'm reading a lot in, but this is what it looked like this kid was doing.
If we think about how search is traditionally done on the web right now, say something like
Google.
So Google's probably the best example. One thing you have to realize about Google is it's getting 100 million or more queries per day, right? And a staggering number. And so when it gets your query, it doesn't actually have time to go out to the web and look for the answer. And it doesn't do that. It's already sucked down the entire web and has it sitting on an index on their computers. And so it answers your question purely by introspection, by looking at things it's already indexed. It's not actually going out to the web. Now, that's great if you're looking for something that's already in the index. But the problem with the web is it's becoming bigger, it's becoming more dynamic, it's becoming more heterogeneous. And it's really an open question whether this style, this design principle, is going to keep up indefinitely. Will we always be able to gobble down the whole web and look things up locally? Or eventually will we have to leave things where they are because they're just too big and they change too rapidly?
The common poor will, introducing our next group, namesayers. Each of these species' standard English name is derived from one of the typical songs or calls. That some of the names work better than others as a handle, so try to develop an additional cue for each vocalization. The common poor will is a nocturnal singer who gives a repetitious, loudly whistled
poor will. Poor Will.
If you are close to the Poor Will, you can hear a subtle third phrase.
You're assholes.
but just the broad brush, you know, you called me on this day and we talked about energy policy and you work for whomever. That's what's going to be on there. And you called me about, you know, I don't know, school. And that's what's going to be on there. So I think that's the best way to hold yourself accountable as a U.S. senator or a member of the House of Representatives. It certainly will make you think twice if all you're seeing.
Because you don't get it. You don't understand because you've got the power. You got the hope. You got the dick. I could never grow up wishing to be president. I could only grow up wishing to be the president's lady and not get paid.
This little experiment. He could now drop food, the same old means, to do different, to find different answers. He could vary the way he dropped it, the means, to look at the effect in a systematic way. But his mom came along and bent down and started picking up some of the food. A new end. The same old means of dropping the food, and mom picks it up and puts it back on the tray.
They're very specific. You have contracts with certain people. You have contracts to be certain places. You have contracts to...
Are these big-time consultants and lobbyists?
N24x768, so they use stretched pixels, which is... not terribly uncommon amongst plasma vendors, but...
Oh, but again, it's not just that they have this aura of serial killers, of fiends. It is that their actions are fiendish, cunning, wicked, calculating, dismantling the country, looting the country, looting the treasury.
Paid. Even if I was redoing the entire health care system, I could power. You got the hope, you got the dick.
Bribery, scamming in the trillions of dollars, mass embezzlement.
Hi, timid, bashful, lacking in self-confidence.
Long-term memory, and that new information then is part of our mind, it's part of our file folders, it's part of our data bank in our mind, and it...
The minute I read I Am That, it felt so incredible to me. It was just such pristine clarity. But even though I read the book in about 1977, I didn't actually go to see him until 1979, even though it was only about 3 hours away. He lived in Bombay. I lived about 3 hours from Bombay. So years went by, and although I was playing the game of Muktananda to the best of my ability, doing the discipline and getting up 2:45 in the morning and meditating and chanting and working and doing all of these things, still the pain was... inordinately, I still, after several years of being very, very strict discipline, did not know who I was. And again, it was pristinely clear to me that if I didn't know who I was, then nothing was really worth much. So, on my birthday, again, in 1979, I went to see Nisargadatta Maharaj. And I walked into this, what would be considered a slum, certainly in the West, in Bombay, and walked up these stairs. He lived in an attic, and there was like a ladder, and you would actually kind of go up the ladder to get into this little attic, which was probably, you know, 12 by 12 foot room. It was not a large room, and he lived there since the 30s, so 40 years about when I had gotten there. And in the morning, he would have an orate, a chant, and then he'd have a short break in questions and answers, which lasted anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half. And in the evening, they would have questions and answers for about an hour and a half. So I walked in, and it was a very unusual experience, because most teachers that I met were gurus that I had met, and I had met at that time at least a dozen. The energy felt like it was coming out of one particular point in space-time. But when I went to see Nisargadatta, I couldn't find him in the room because the energy was there, but somehow it was like you couldn't recognize him. And eventually I had to look at the pictures on the wall to find him, which I did. So they were doing this arati, and Maharaj used to stand there, and he had these big cymbals, probably the size of big plates. He'd be clanking these cymbals, and he was standing maybe 5-6 feet from me. Maybe there was 12 or 15 people in the room. And I turned around, and I saw a large, very large picture of Ramana Maharshi. And it wasn't like Stephen asked for something. It was more like something arose inside of me, which was, please just show me who I am. And I turned around, and Maharaj was looking at me. And he made like direct eye contact with me, which seemed like for half an hour, but it was probably about 30 seconds. Now at that time, I did not know that the spirituality that I was doing was a game. I thought that I was spiritual. I didn't realize it was an identity that was an act.
Greedy destruction of freedom, federalization of major cities, huge FEMA command bunkers, running with CIA and troops publicly from Maine to Texas.
Go out and look for the answers. And at that point, we sort of tumble from a world of directory assistance, of 411 lookup and so forth, to the world of the Milgram experiment, and to the experiment that Duncan was recreating. Because now, in response to a question, we actually have to go out into the network and try to find the best path to the information.
It's the White House.
This.
The guy will take you across the bridge.
It's so clear that that's what you aim for. Look at this shot. She did this once. Never got it again. It's good again.
Accomplish certain goals. You have all of these contracts which combine together, I want you to imagine, form an enormous solo, single, sacred contract.
It's like the end of Notorious. A lot of Hitchcock in this film.
I know.
A sacred contract is an agreement you make to be a part of the creation and the manifestation of some part of life that will enhance the awakening and the making whole of your spirit and serve the whole of life at the same time. Now let me angle that yet again. Contracts are based on or a reflection of the process of creation. This is a planet where free will comes together with destiny. We do have choice on this planet, but we also are destined. We also do have promises to keep. places to go, people to meet. That's not an illusion. You really are scheduled to meet people.
Gotta watch out when you get close. That's when you can miss. You predetermined it before, so it's still just you. And I hate to have to do that. You know, it's that old thing. Those who speak don't know, although sometimes they do. Gotta decide. But I mean, sometimes you get a bad puppet. Gotta do a godfather on him.
An agreement you might have with someone.
A contract you might have might be to get together with someone because that person...
Of you, because a lot of reporters are my friend, but a lot of you are assholes.
When I was 19, I actually slept with a guy because he rolled his own cigarette.
I could never grow up wishing to be president. I could only grow up wishing.
If it's an order, it either has to be obeyed or ignored, doesn't it?
And you're starting to see that with things like peer-to-peer file sharing system.
Good to have you here, yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Listen, before we start with anything, can I say something very sincere to you?
Sure, I'd love to hear it.
I do not kiss hind end in this business. Now, if you ask anybody, that is the truth. You know, unless you're Spielberg, because, you know, you play that one wrong and they find your head on a pike.
Right.
But I want to tell you something. You are the real thing. You are not one of those Hollywood pretty boys. Sir, you have it. Okay?
Thank you very much. That's exciting. Who knew? That's exciting.
Okay. And I never heard
that before. No, that's very exciting.
Everybody tells me that your show is terrific, too. So God bless you. That's great.
You should check it out sometime.
I would love to. It's on too late for me.
TiVo. We could send you tapes.
I don't know how to use that.
Okay. Perfect.
I really don't.
Now, how about this? You've been hanging out in the city for a couple of days, I understand. How do you feel?
It's just like...
this weather, man.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You guys have all been out there. It's just incredible. I don't want to be paranoid, and I don't want to be, you know, kind of, I don't know, an alarmist here, but has it occurred to anybody that Al-Qaeda may have dropped a snow bomb?
Never thought of that.
Well, I wouldn't put it past those bastards.
What are they?
Those
devils.
I would not do that.
Uh-huh.
And they're now the top generals spouting off on a weekly basis about martial law is actually good. Big Brother is actually good. All the definitions being, you know, altered, meanings of words being changed.
Fawning tribute to Ronald Reagan that was airing at the Republican convention.
wishing to be the president's lady.
That is right, sir.
What happens if we ignore it?
But, well, I hope, I mean, because we had so much, we had the 20 inches here. Did you have any trouble getting here?
Up in Connecticut. No, yeah. I didn't have the...
To say in the early days that they thought that Eno came from the planet Zod.
He's a really fun guy to be around and talk about perfume and pornography and quantum physics, Guatemala and doorknobs.
When he did come to New York, he managed to kind of ingratiate himself into the scene pretty much immediately. He's not really a shy person.
Only very seldom did he go up his own arse. A couple of times, maybe, but you've got to allow that. And it would be an incredibly enjoyable anal exploration.
Once upon a time, about 1992 in fact, I wrote an article for the NME in which I described Brian Eno as the most important man in popular music. This may be the first time a music journalist has ever been guilty of understatement.
You're listening to Brian Eno, A Quantity of Stuff, with me, Stuart McConey, on BBC Radio 2.
Ambient pioneer, glam rocker, hit producer, arranger, thinker, everything from punk to hip-hop, from chill-out to chart pop, shows evidence of Brian Eno's fingerprints. And that's not mentioning his extra-musical activities.
Do what it told me.
Phil Manzanera, guitarist in Roxy Music.
If it said, go get a broom and stick it up your back, so, you know, you'd have to do it. You had to do what was on the card. You know, gaffer tape all your mouths and then...
Because you'd be tempted to make that perhaps psychological point.
Well, I don't think it's too simplistic. I'm sure there was part of that in there. But there was another thing going on as well. I thought men should be beautiful, and I didn't see why they shouldn't be. Mm. Now, I thought women were beautiful, and I thought the way they dressed and the way they looked, I thought, why can't we do that? So
this is insane.
I pretty much started cross-dressing at the age of 16 or 17.
A pack of giggling neocons in the streets, worshipping their leaders, worshipping big government, worshipping the destruction of America, worshipping Rush Limbaugh, worshipping Michael Wiener, Michael Savage, worshipping Sean Hannity, worshipping, worshipping, worshipping.
Station. He's also the area director of routing for the Internet Engineering Steering Group, and he co-chairs the SIP effort, the Simple Internet Protocol. SIP is one of the key contenders as the candidate for the IP Next Generation, IPNG as it's being called.
Gentlemen, the Sands Hotel is proud to present the star of our show, George Gobel.
Welcome to Geek of the Week, Bob.
Hi, Carl. Thank you.
Maybe we can start by, you can tell us a little bit about what SIP is and maybe how that differs from the current Internet protocol.
Well, SIP is really designed to be a step evolution from the current IP protocol. The notion behind it is to take a look at what needs improvement, and the thing that that started all of this was having a protocol which would support a larger internet, had larger addresses, had better routing facilities, and take a look at what IP had, what worked, what didn't work, and do something which improves it a little bit but doesn't take any radical steps. This sort of tries to take a low-risk, backwards compatibility step.
So you just take, we need bigger addresses, you just double the address size and we're done. What's the big deal?
I guess maybe that's what we thought too. There's a lot of subtle issues that have to be dealt with. We've sort of taken some things out of the header, restructured things a bit, moved some of the things that aren't used very much to optional headers to try to increase the performance. We've ended up with something which, while it has currently has addresses which are twice as large, the overall header is only 4 bytes longer than IP, so it's still relatively small and relatively simple.
Well, let's go through a couple of those issues. You say the addresses are twice as large, but the internet is doubling every year. Did you just buy us an extra year by doubling the headers?
That's a good question. When you double the size of the addresses, you don't double the number of addresses. You multiply them together. Someone made a simple observation: is that the current, you know, we have a current system which, you know, we'll probably scale to. I guess we have a couple total of a couple million network numbers, and you could probably have many more than that host. If you could allocate the addresses completely flatly, SIP would allow you to have 4 billion of the current internet. So another way to say this is that every person on Earth today could have their own internet as big as the current internet technology will grow.
Or alternatively, there's enough room in the SIP address space for every proton in the universe, I believe, or some number of that size?
The universe is a pretty big place, but certainly...
Why do we need such a big address space?
We need a big address space for two reasons. One is that there's going to be a lot of things we need to address. The sort of common notion that everywhere there's a telephone today, there'll be a network. And the only thing that estimate might be too small. But sometimes anywhere there might be a computer, you might want to be able to address it. You also need bigger addresses because you can't utilize them optimally, so you need to allow room for creating hierarchies and administrative structure.
And so we don't need an address space big enough to have one address for every person. We need more room than that in order to provide that structure?
We probably need an address space which is big enough that every person can have a number of computers. And exactly what that number is, no one knows, but we need something that will provide enough growth in the foreseeable future. The question that comes up is, do we need enough address space that we could never run out in any circumstances? And that's, I believe in building things which run over in a domain which we can sort of understand and foresee, but it's real hard to predict what things will be like a long way in the future. The industry and the technology changes very quickly. If you look back 10 or 20 years...
Has the chemistry, has the certain electricity...
get paid, even if I was redoing the entire healthcare system.
You're just angry because you feel like you've never existed in history.
Don't look at me with your perverted sense of understanding. Don't talk to me with your pathetic, overshaved purring because you make me more determined than ever.
I don't put any hope in sabotaging the system. We have spent 11,000 man years making the damn thing impenetrable. We have got to focus somewhere else.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very glad to be back.
Assholes!
Yeah, it's accountability is a word that I just really haven't heard from the Bush administration at all.
We wouldn't have imagined we'd be where we are today. So I suspect we can't really imagine what it's going to be like 20 years from now. So I think...
On the other hand, a religious retreat, a monastery, is not exactly the place you would go or would expect to find two ardent lovers. The very mystery of the love, its constant sexual energy, is what, paradoxically, assures its usefulness. Community, in order to believe in quarks as something physically real, was in need of some concrete experiment. And that experiment finally occurred in the mid-1970s. So today's lecture, I want to talk about what physicists now refer to as the November Revolution of 1974. To talk about this, it's really a play with two acts. There are two big experimental facilities in the 1970s in the United States where experiments were going on in parallel with one another. They looked quite different, and we need to talk about both of them because they both contributed to this big discovery. Let me start on the West Coast at Stanford. We've talked a little bit about the Stanford Linear Accelerator Center, SLAC. This is a long, 2-mile-long linear accelerator that takes electrons, accelerates them up to an energy of a couple of billion electron volts. It's a couple of GeVs. So that's a pretty darn high energy. And what they had been doing with those electrons is smashing them into targets, primarily, and then looking to see what comes out. There had been some debates in the community about whether that was really such a great idea. Why not accelerate protons? Because when a proton hits a target, it interacts strongly, and you'll get a whole bunch of stuff happening. As a model to future lovers, those people in future degenerate times, whom Dunn quotes in the fifth stanza, will look back on us, he says, as models of constancy, and treat us like saints.
Worshipping lies. Remember in the last 2 months why they found nerve gas shells on the side of the road? They Saddam was shipping out weapons of mass destruction. All those reports turned out, as usual, to be false, like the, I don't know, 50 to 100. I haven't counted them up. It's over 50 fake reports of the past. Just wall-to-wall criminality, foaming at the mouth, running.
I took a snowmobile down, actually.
You took a snowmobile here to the...
Yeah, and what I did was I picked up Dave and Regis, because they live right near me. And,
really?
Yeah, I dropped them off first. I brought them down.
That was nice of you.
Yeah, there's always kind of a fight with those guys, you know, who gets to sit in the middle, you know.
It interacts almost with 100% probability. Not quite true, but it interacts very strongly. The electron does not interact strongly. It's a lepton, so it only will interact electrically, and that's 100 times weaker at least. And so many of your electrons just go flying right through your detector and just get wasted. They get absorbed by some beam dump.
Beam dump.
Some beam dump.
Beam dump.
Beam dump. So I think when SLAC was constructed, there was some debate in the community about
cool. Right, so the things in which people share MP3 files and
right.
and so forth, that it quickly, after the demise of Napster, for example, or the demise of Napster centralized initial solution, it became infeasible to have this central index where you stored pointers to everything centrally. And so the current generation of systems does things in a much more small world kind of way, a much more 6 degrees kind of way. When you want to look something up that's residing on someone else's machine, you actually try to find a path through the network to them.
And this is the trend of the future.
The web is enormous.
That there's nothing worse than a liberal shrink.
You're just angry because you feel like you've never had a career.
Here's my resume, doctor. I've had 3 children, 2 miscarriages, and 1 abortion. I've been a mother, a whore, and a slave. I've been needed, rejected, but never valued by anyone.
How's your drinking?
You just don't get it, do you? You just don't get it. You've seen Kitty Dukakis. You've seen Betty Ford. Drunk. Why? Because they were bored. They were bored. The carpool just didn't shake it.
That brings out in you a part of yourself, a talent that you didn't know you had.
17.
He comes from a working class background, which doesn't really get talked about much in interviews.
Rob Chapman of Mojo magazine.
His dad was a postman, and he lived in rural Suffolk. He
gives us information for later use and later applications.
I want to move into also just a couple of more of the big events, and then I want to kind of bring it a little bit more minutes. But I want to
say that
you are quite clearly the only candidate amongst the four in this pack here in Colorado who was against the war on Iraq, Mike.
And
I believe
John
Kerry.
I believe
has continued American
military presence in Iraq.
What is your take on military withdrawal from troops from Iraq? When should we do that, and how should we handle only candidate amongst the...
Are these big-time consultants and lobbyists?
The ironing board is an art form. Just didn't make it.
All personnel files, I have selected you to serve as long as you cooperate as my link to your species. The following order is to be carried out immediately.
I was here last night, and I will do my best to entertain you for the next few minutes with this little act that I have, such as it is.
That was what Tim was doing.
The favorite pastimes of the hippies, besides taking drugs, are demonstrations and partying, seminars, and groups of discussions.
And I feel that it's only fair to tell you before I start, this is not the best act in the world.
It's national news team, so we will be here for 20 more minutes. This is your opportunity.
They take many trips, and the trip of the hippies is generally an unusual one.
Say something. Say something.
It's bad to have a Mercedes or a nice house, but when you make it an idol, when you worship it, that's what idolatry is. When you set it up before everything else, that's what's bad.
For a 50-mile radius from here, that they have time to come and arrest a guy.
Well,
like
he was
this.
Being interviewed by the media, though, right, Sam? I mean, that's what he was doing.
Well, I guess you're not allowed to say to express dissent in this culture anymore.
Not to the media.
Sam!
Embarrassment out there. Do you understand that? You should never have talked me into going out there, Shelly. I should never let you. Frank is rolling over in his grave. I got strep, man. You understand that? I got strep.
Listen to me, Pops. You were pure velvet out there. It was just silk. And also, looky what was hanging on the door. Huh? Forget about your tonsils. When the muff confetti stops coming, that's when you know you got real trouble.
Did you get a receipt?
Excuse me?
Still on sale in the lobby. Charlene's. That's Victoria's Secret. Valentine collection. What about that broad you got coming here later? Oh, she set you back. Nothing but the best role, buddy, right?
Are you fucking kidding me? Huh? Gimme. You don't deserve this. Huh? You got all these ladies going home with a nice sweet breeze between their legs because you do it the way they like it, and you're saying I'm some buddy staff at Eagle Pimp? Huh? Hey, fuck you. And fuck you.
Come on, give it to me. Give it to me, man. Come on. Come on. Don't be a prick. Come on, man. Come on, give it to me. Come on, man! Oh, fuck! Fuck!
Oh, jeez. Do you ever watch any of those nature shows?
What?
Those nature shows. You ever watch them?
Yeah, I've seen a few nature shows.
Yeah.
Well, this one I've seen about a dozen times. It's about lions. It's about the cycle of life of the lions and the leader of the pack.
Pride. With lions, it's a pride.
Yeah. This old king lion, right? He's getting on in years, and then sooner or later, some young male comes along. He challenges him. And he beats the fuck out of this old lion, right? He kicks the shit out of him. And then they push him out of the pride. He has to go in the jungle and scavenge, and he dies alone.
Then he just got some sense of humor, huh?
No shit. See, but Shelley is tragic because he's passed at this old fuck lion, and he doesn't know it, and it would be so much easier for him if he could just walk away.
What do you want me to say? Well, this whole setup is that I've got something wrong, and you've got something right. Well, I see it that I've got something right, and you've got something wrong.
Catastrophic success.
Yeah, Bill told us that Bush said that Iraq was a catastrophic... Really true.
He could avoid all the pain and the humiliation.
Like accepting that you were dead already, right? Yeah. I think I like it better nature's way, don't you?
Yeah, maybe you're right. Yeah. That's it.
My friend, but a lot of you are assholes.
You meet that person because it's exactly that soul who has what it takes to activate in you a desire, a burning desire, to fulfill a part of yourself that never knew you had what it took to want to be an artist. You have a contract with someone.
Are the latest computations?
The very latest.
That was Clint.
Hi, this is Ethan. Thanks for listening. Hi, Ethan. Thanks for Ethan. Hi, listening. Hi, Ethan. Hi. Hi, this is Ethan.
Hi, this is Ethan from the Defunct Radio Show and It's Only Dark. Thanks for listening to the Mountain Stream.
Elvis Presley and America.
And you've just said nothing about them.
Be like surfing a little bit, you know. I've never surfed actually, but what looks exciting to me is the combination of skill with an environment that is not predictable, you know, the sea.
Yeah.
I like this feeling of being on the edge of falling over, like riding a bicycle.
Yeah.
You're saying, what does this have to do with lizards? Let's say lizards in your house and lizards on the car and, you know, a lizard a week ago that I saw in the neighborhood, a pool that had fallen in. These things are everywhere and they're cute.
I think if we design a solution which looks like it can be, can scale as far as we can reasonably imagine today, I think that's adequate. It's also an issue of solutions which tend to work well in today's environment that scale are much better than solutions which build in a lot of inefficiency because they might be needed later. Those tend not to solve people's problems very well.
So you have a simple internet protocol, as you call it, but we're asking more out of our network layers these days. For example, Steve Deering, your co-chair on the SIP working group, is the father of multicasting. By removing some of that functionality and simplifying things, are you going to make it hard to support multicasting, for example?
No, in fact, just the opposite. We're taking the things we think are important, like multicast in particular, other things like mobility and auto configuration, and we're building those in from the start. There's a lot of work going on to essentially add those things to the existing protocols, existing IP version 4 we have now today. But with a large installed base, you have to design what you can't change the ways you can't change the protocol in ways that are incompatible. When you get a chance to do something which is there isn't a big installed base. And if you can provide those things at the beginning, then you can require that all implementations do them from the start. So by deploying, in particular, SIP, we believe that we'll be building a base that, you know, all implementations will do multicast. All implementations will be easy to configure. They'll support, have a provision for supporting real-time traffic with flows. You know, there is some opportunity here to do the things that need to get done.
So let's get right to it. We're going to develop two PEG lists. These are places where we can store information for further use. Now, what I'd like you to do is stand up right now, and I want you to repeat after me parts of your body. We are going to call this the body list, and we are going to establish right now 10 pegs, parts of your body. Obviously, you can't forget parts of your body. If I ask you where your elbow is, you know where it is. If I ask you to describe your toes and knees and head and nose, you all know where that is because it's knowledge. This is one of the techniques we worked with and when we started working with blind children. Since they could not see things and had a hard time describing items, what they could do, however, was they were very familiar with their bodies. So let's go through this, and I want you to repeat after me as I go through. Number one, toes. Everyone wiggle your toes. Repeat. Number one, toes. Number two, knees. Pat your knees. Number two, knees. Number three, it's going to be your thigh muscle, and we're going to call it the muscle. Number three, muscle. Number four is your rear. Pat your rear. Number four, rear. Number five is your love handles. Number five, love handles. Number six is your shoulders.
Why don't you tell me about myself?
Number six, shoulders.
Well, you feel
seven
very
is your
uncomfortable
collar.
Around
Touch
competitive
your collar.
Sports.
especially around football.
Eight is your face.
You like to say it's because you're a sensitive male, but that's
nine
not it.
Nine is your point. It's the top
there
of your head.
There were perhaps beatings, none severe,
because you can point
but
to
one
it.
Did give you
number nine point.
And you fantasize
number 10 is actually
about
the
being
body.
With
it's the ceiling.
Older women.
Number 10.
With fleshy, sagging breasts. With skin wrinkled by the sun.
The amount of information on everybody's personal home computers is much, much more enormous.
Right.
Lots of new things in order to set up the communication paths.
It's something that eventually comes back to haunt him.
The trip of the hippies is generally an unusual one.
Well, I mean, it's no secret that the Beatles took LSD, and they took LSD very early on. Before, you know, in 66, 67.
Who can wake up that spirit in you? And if you look back, not everybody could do that. It was that one person.
Because a lot of reporters are my friend, but a lot of you are assholes.
You have a contract with someone else who brings out in you a shadow, one aspect of your shadow, who makes you look at something in yourself that you never realized that you could be competitive with somebody who seems to have a talent you don't have. No one else made you feel this way. You have an agreement with that spirit, with that person.
New metaphysics. Still stoking coal. Punching that mobile punch clock. Going down the track. Right away. And you get close, get very far away. Basic rules of the game. Don't ever leave home without it. That's your ass I'm talking about. Most people have left theirs at home. I guess that's why they're assholes. But seriously, folks, don't let anything take it away. I don't care if it's neutrinos or little pink subatomic particles. Some jack-off scientist is gonna ram down your asshole. Something on TV. You know what I mean? Just don't give it away.
then I won't have to come on here and lay it on you. You know what I mean?
Up to, let's say, 6,000 metres. And that would hurt a lot because it's the first time you've been up there on that expedition, because you lose your acclimatisation between expeds.
My time.
Now listen to this.
That's Derek. You have an agreement with the fearless.
Hey. You have an agreement with that spirit, with that person.
Bullshit. Cunt. Get the fuck out of here. Should I hit the little red button in the corner? Vote now. Touch screen. Jeez, these damn people can't get it right. You try to get close, give the people material. These dicks don't know squat. So let's get that straight right now. Nobody can be as big of a moron as you yourself. Just don't ever forget that. I won't either. And they sell books of this shit.
Now I want you to imagine before you're born that you're a soul. You're not a personality. Contracts are very baffling sometimes.
Oh, another mistake. She knows nothing. Sacred contracts. All right, that file is out of here. Jesus Christ. Capitalism. Rewarding the biggest limp dick exposed.
My God.
National Convention coverage with Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar on the majority. Air America Radio.
Before, and it was confusing, it all begins to tie in together. There's not always a starting place when you're learning about some complicated thing. It's just a big old mess, and you just got to jump in somewhere and begin to learn more and more of it. Then the big picture begins to appear. So, having said that, I want to talk about the breaking of symmetry today, and we're going to talk about how that fits in with the world of particle physics. Let me start off just by reminding you of why symmetry is such a lovely principle. Not just its aesthetic appeal to us as human beings. It can serve as a simplifier. If you look at a complicated system, but it's symmetrical, then your description of the system and your understanding of it can be made easier, simplified. For example, a neutron-proton system like a nucleus is not quite as complicated as you thought. You could just call them all nucleons and work out a theory that really only has one object in there. It can also teach you about microscopic details. Think of a crystal where the six-fold symmetry of ice teaches you something about the shape and character of the individual molecules, which might otherwise be invisible to you. And it can lead to predictions and understanding in a very deep way. For example, Noether's theorem allows you to take a symmetry and predict a conservation law, which is practically useful, or even better yet, gauge symmetry, an extraordinarily abstract symmetry of nature, can lead you to predict the existence of a new particle and new forces in the world. Symmetry is a wonderful thing. And alas, in the real world, many times, symmetry is broken. Look at your body. Okay, it's got a left side and a right side, and it seems to be quite symmetrical. Look at your hands in particular. Hold them in front of you. Are they the same? In many respects, they are the same, except they're totally different. And you can't put a right glove on a left hand.
Okay.
There were perhaps beatings, none severe, but one did give you an erection. And you fantasize about being with older women, with fleshy, sagging breasts, with skin.
And so then I'd go back down to base camp and have a rest for a couple of nights and then go back to 6,000 again. It wouldn't hurt as much because it's the second time I've been there. So then I'd push up a little bit higher, maybe to 6,500 metres, and that would hurt like heck again because...
Wrinkled by the sun in a tight red cocktail dress. I'm shaking you up, aren't I? Actually, I wasn't beaten. I was neglected. My father had Parkinson's disease. Oh, so that's why you feel uncomfortable around sports. It's because you don't want to play sports because you feel like you're castrated by your father's illness. Let's get back to your problems.
United States of America, I can now tell you, the people of the entire world.
Movie stardom for you, Olivia. I think you're going to be very popular with the guys that buy these kind of tapes.
There isn't much experience with it. There's maybe this is the final thing. There really aren't very many users.
You know? Surely. Sure. Yes. And you'd like that, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Say, please buy my tape.
Please buy my tape.
Yeah. Use CLMP in an operational mode.
Well, ISO has expressed its willingness to liaise with the Internet Engineering Task Force. And
you're soon going to be divorced, and we have to find you things to do with your life. You're going to be raising the children alone. Let's get back to your life. Let's not talk about politics. Let's not talk about religion, since women don't play any important role in those areas. Let's just discuss your management talents, good old ways and means. Doctor, have you ever had a dog that whenever the broom came out, this dog would cry and cry whenever it saw the broom? And you see, you are the new owner to this dog. And the dog, even though you give the dog love and respect, this dog still cries and cries whenever it sees the broom. Doctor, I'm that dog. So whenever you see a broom, you see an erect penis. Doctor, you might have your erect penis, but a woman's got her feminine instinct. Are you wearing a bra today? No, I'm not wearing a bra today. In fact, I'm not wearing anything today, thank you.
And you'd like that, wouldn't you?
Yes.
It's coming up.
This was a real historic event. It totally changed the scope and opened up pop culture.
Did the Beatles learn about LSD through Timothy Leary?
Well, who didn't at the time, you know, I think. And, I mean, the Beatles were definitely publicly supportive of his cause when it was happening. John and Yoko and Tim were always in touch, and the Beatles saw the Mariucci.
Please buy my tape.
That's when I think Tim and John first met. And they did, of course, in 1969.
Anything today, thank you. I'm not wearing anything today, thank you.
You have a choice in your appearance. By not wearing a bra, you're saying you want me. By not wearing anything, you say that you desire me, that you want me.
Women are tired of defending the presentation of their bodies. Women are tired of having their bodies looked at as a loaded gun.
Why don't you tell me about your sexual fantasies? Have you ever been raped? Have you ever had sex with animals?
Gee, Doc, what do you do in your spare time?
Enjoying this, don't you,
Lydia?
Yes.
Yes. Hi, David. A personal question I have in taking the white powder, I have a prosthesis, cobalt and titanium, a sizable amount of metal in my body. And in taking the white powder, would this affect the body having that amount of metal in the body?
Hotel, give peace a chance.
All we are saying is give peace a chance. All we are saying is give peace a chance.
The defense of this nation, and with it, the defense of the free world.
It's my opinion that, in fact, you have right now junk DNA, but they don't know what role it's performing in your body.
What was that called?
It's called junk DNA. It's what the people in science call it.
Okay.
And the reason is, if they take it out of your body, it still seems to be the same. So nobody understands why those aspects of your DNA are in your body. I believe that when you get to this enlightened state, that DNA are in your body. That all of the DNA begins. The DNA are in your body. It seems to be the same. And so nobody understands why. And the reason is, if they take it out of your body, I think it all begins to function. You will be distinctly different.
Albert Hoffman,
was the discoverer of
some insurance may actually save more money than it costs.
Book is out now on St. Martin's Press called Canaries in the Mineshaft. We will be back with Renata and...
Misery nourishes your ego. The basic central point is the ego.
It is the stretched soul that makes music. And souls are stretched by the pull of opposites.
Isn't that exciting?
Yes.
Opposite bends, tastes, yearnings, loyalties, where there is no polarity. Where energies flow smoothly in one direction, there will be much doing but no music. Much noise but no music. The music is created by the meeting of silence and sounds. The music is created by the polar opposites.
Voyeurism. Peeping Toms, like flashers, have their stereotypes. The ineffectual bachelor peering into the neighboring apartment via the telescope may seem harmless. For voyeur addicts, however, peeping is usually not their only compulsive behavior. Quite often they become involved in other addictive behaviors, such as pornography, movies, and strip shows.
Is she a winner, huh? Take a look at that cute little face. Isn't she a winner?
Take the case of credit card insurance. This type of insurance
has been the responsibility of a machine.
What are these guys gonna do to you today?
Fuck me.
Given the fact that this was generally a group of reasonably intelligent people, massive disconnects in the way they presented their theory. And
would you look this way, please?
Okay.
Can help make payments in case a credit card holder...
acid. It wasn't snake oil. It wasn't phony cancer cures. It was something that changed my life for the better and changed the lives of almost everybody that I know.
The very beginning of this. This has huge implications if there is only one substance. Then how could there be a separate individual self or soul?
I care about.
People nowadays talk about...
Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Call our online member testimonials and our...
When you've got links to newspaper articles and...
Everything we claim, we neurotically link to.
Yes, yes. I think that this is very good job that you're doing.
Well, thank you and God bless. Let's talk to Lee in New Mexico. Lee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, greetings in the name of Yahweh.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome, sir. You're a man of Ephesians 6 there. That you are. Thank you for breaking down, because if you didn't break down, people won't get the message. You are a compassionate gentleman, a man of God, and you simply just want to see this evil annihilated, and that is what's going to happen.
Privileges of Commissioner Wright.
There you are, young man. My felicitations, sir, said the Commandant. Many thanks, sir, said Holmes. The Commandant was a kindly old gentleman with a pleasant smile for the awkward young man. He went on to say more, but Hornblower's Spanish was not equal to the technicalities he used, and Hornblower, in despair, looked at the interpreter. Now that you are a commissioned officer, said the latter, you will be transferred to the quarters for captured officers. Thank you, said Hornblower. You will receive the half pay of your rank. Thank you. And your parole will be accepted. You will be at liberty to visit in the town and the neighborhood for 2 hours each day on giving your parole. Thank you, said Holmes.
After reviewing all personnel files, I have selected you to serve as long as you cooperate as my link to your species. The following order is to be carried out immediately.
Drug use. Okay, there was nothing the least bit recreational about my drug use.
Becomes disabled. However, there's now a new option that will help homeowners make both mortgage and credit card payments in the event of a disability.
I know that also in some of these court appointments, besides the subterfuge of having a Hispanic or an African American,
a lot of leaps of faith and things that would strike us as speculative at best, and yet they signed on up to the point of taking themselves out.
End up on some planet around Zeta Reticuli 2.
And I think that's everyone is aware of that fact. Lives too.
Appropriate for it to be placed in the hands of the Supreme Court. It is a legislative process, or a process of the legislative branch of government.
The other human blonde type, Nordic looking types.
I think Frankenstein ought to be required reading for all scientists.
Perhaps, during the long months which followed, it was some mitigation of his unhappiness that for 2 hours each day, his parole gave him freedom. Freedom to wander in the streets of the little town, to have a cup of chocolate or a glass of wine, providing he had any money, making polite and laborious conversation with Spanish soldiers or sailors or civilians. But it was better to spend his 2 hours wandering over the goat paths of the headland in the wind and the sun, in the companionship of the sea, which might alleviate the sick misery of captivity.
Legislative process, or a process of the legislative branch of government, and not the judicial branch, that should have been involved in the decision making on this.
You are being irrational.
Against truth, the greatest enemy in the world is the knowledgeable person, and the greatest friend is who knows that he does not know.
The Hindenburg was an engineering masterpiece, an airship as large and as grand as the Titanic. The Hindenburg was an engineering masterpiece, an airship as large and as grand as the Titanic.
This type of loan payment insurance plan makes both payments if you become disabled.
Earlier, was it last week?
Yeah, it seems like a year ago.
And you met another one or two of the cult members.
Well, there was one in particular, Dick Joslin, who was one of the prominent ex-members who have surfaced. Joslin joined in 75. I think he joined in Los Angeles, which was, in a sense, the first recruitment drive. They pulled, they talked in front of a metaphysical group by led by an individual named, I think, Clarence King. King and about 20 of his group members, in fact, aligned with Bo and Peep after that meeting. My sense is Joslin was part of that group, so he was there from the very beginning. He was gay, was a entertainer, actor in Hollywood, according to Dick, and he was interested in oriented toward the New Age and a lot of the areas that we touch on, and he aligned with this group. He felt they had something to offer, and he now has been thrust into the media spotlight. He did a spot on CNN. He was the guest. One of the Jenny Jones show dealt completely with him. The rest was Dick plus the rest of us, and you know, he had a perspective on the group. Now, he left because he evidently something disconnected for him with the group, but what we could see in terms of talking to him, that in some sense he was still part of the group, and while he disassociated himself from the suicide, he was more or less an apologist for many of the teachings of the group, including castration, which he seemed to defend as a viable way of dealing with sensual orientation.
Moreover, being quite inventive in voyeurism is characteristic. Addicts have many stories about heat vents, mirrors, and cameras.
The difference is I'm human, not a machine.
I am a machine, vastly superior to humans.
Some of their efforts involve great risk, including peering into house or apartment windows, or even hiding in closets.
You began in my mind. I created you, remember?
Yes.
Over and above the obvious costs, including risk of arrest, most voyeurs agree one of the biggest losses is time.
Or helps pay the loan off entirely if you die.
Watching a window for 3 or 4 hours, often under very awkward circumstances,
The program offers insurance protection for virtually any borrowing situation.
The hope of glimpsing 90 seconds of nudity is insane, even to the addict.
End up somewhere on a planet near the middle star in Orion's belt. Epsilon Orion, I believe.
Companionship of the sea, which might alleviate the sick misery of captivity.
Sense of awareness, your attention and awareness shrink. So rather than having a lens that's totally open and seeing everything, I'm totally fixated only on wife's sick, she's going to die, as opposed to other options.
Voyeurs report that while waiting, they often struggle with themselves, asking, why am I doing this? They make a commitment to stop waiting by a certain time if nothing happens. Yet the time comes and goes. They sit and continue to wait.
Judicial branch that should have been involved in the decision making on this. And so I thought just referring it to the Supreme Court was probably not the right thing. I didn't think they would accept the case, and yet they did.
Until either something does happen or it is obvious nothing will.
Extraterrestrials, is there any indication from where?
Well, they did never specify that, and while they did claim to be extraterrestrial, their prominent focus was that they were representatives of the next evolutionary level, or the Kingdom of God. And in that sense, they were not looking, so it seemed to me, for a planetary base. They were looking for a base on a higher level or a higher plane.
All right, let's take a phone call. Good morning.
First time you'd been there, you know, you'd sort of wouldn't be able to sleep properly, and you know, you'd have nausea again, and you'd be completely tired and feeling ill. And so back to base camp and have a rest for a couple of nights, then go back to 6,000 again. Well, it's the third time I've been there, so it's getting a little bit better, and then push up to 6,500. It's the second time I've been there, so it's not too bad. This is all relative, you still feel bad. And then push up a little bit higher, maybe to 7,000. And obviously go through all the process again of it hurting like heck, so you're back to base camp and have a rest.
And I don't know what particular planet that is. Dan had no contact with the Orion beam. He only read about them in the documents. He was only told about them from J-Rod. He only had an encounter with one J-Rod, as he says.
And this event that set all this in motion is supposed to happen in 2012.
Yes. He did not hesitate to tell me that the year this was supposed to happen was 2012. And I said, oh, you mean the Mayan date? And he said, yes. Right? In December 2012. That our solar system was going to pass through the plane of the galaxy because it has a periodic motion of approximately 200 million years.
And may be obtained through your neighborhood community bank.
Separation would be too separated by
which makes an entire circuit of the galaxy. We are approximately 30,000 light years from the core of the galaxy, so we're kind of one of the rim worlds, but we have lots of company. But it's going around the galaxy like a horse on a carousel, going up above the plane, down below the plane, like a sine wave. As we pass through the plane of the galaxy, there's a dust belt. We are now feeling the effects of this dust belt because there's an influx of dust coming into the sun. It is causing the sun, like a T Tauri-type star, to heat up, radiate in infrared and X-ray bands of the spectrum.
And you're talking about something that is hooked into a natural cycle of the entire galactic, the galaxy that we're in. But there have been abductees, there have been other people in, we'll call it the military intel world, who have not spoken on the record but have suggested off the record that what we're coming up against in 2012 is global nuclear warfare set off by events in the early part of the 21st century in the Middle East.
On hand to record the arrival of the Hindenburg at Lakehurst Naval Air Station in New Jersey that day was a young Chicago radio reporter named Herb Morrison. Instead, Morrison helped radio to broadcast one of modern history's great disasters.
My friend, but a lot of you are assholes. I'm not saying all of you, because a lot of reporters are my friend, but a lot of you. And that's the sign of being a professional.
All other dimensions are collapsed and confused. You can picture it almost as a fan. If I open the fan up, I can obviously move more air and have more movement. If the fan is closed, I would get very little air on me and very little movement. In the same way, if my awareness is open to many dimensions, from external to biological to essence to I am, then obviously I'm going to get more movement and I'll feel freer than if my awareness is all closed down. So, I would like to provide some exercises that can give you an experiential understanding of where we're going with all of this. Now, what I would like you to do is imagine for a moment these words written horizontally. So, at the top, you'd have external dimension, then underneath that thinking dimension, then underneath that emotional dimension, underneath that biological, underneath that essence, underneath that I am. And just imagine there's a line that just connects each of those dimensions so that they do and are connected to one another, but again, they all have different functions and different modes of operation, modus operandi. Now, the problems arise because of collapsing or confusing one level with another. And in the process of collapsing or confusing levels, there's a tendency to try to overcome one level with another level.
Sometimes this happens because as a child, let's say, for example, you're incredibly angry and your mother gives you food or cake. All of a sudden, years later, using the biological dimension of eating to overcome the emotional dimension called anger. Or, let's say, for example, you go to church and they give you a doctrine, and the doctrine is you should always be loving towards everybody, even if they're your enemies. And that becomes a doctrine, that becomes a should. At that point, you have an essential experience called unconditionally loving, but it becomes a doctrine of should at a thinking dimension. I should feel this way. So there's a confusion and a collapsing of the levels, or try and overcome one level with another level. Basically, essence of unconditional love or peace or spaciousness is always there. But you can't try to make your thinking or emotional level unconditionally loving, for example. It just never works. So I've never met anybody who was always unconditionally loving.
When you hang a retrospective of 15 years of your work and you have, you know, the holographic daguerreotypes on one side of the wall looking across at images from years earlier on the other side.
On his or her very first day in the world, a newborn baby may be able to help save someone's life.
Unit 12. Good. Then attack. Right. At the moment, I could be anywhere in the country. In fact, though, I'm here. In the last 20 years, light industrial estates like this one in Northampton have sprung up all over Northampton. At first sight, they can seem characterless, anonymous, and impersonal. Perhaps in many ways a reflection in miniature of so much...
I'm afraid you can't park there.
Pardon? What?
That's Mr. Wilson's space. I'm afraid you'll have to move it.
Oh, okay. I mean, I didn't see a sign.
No, there isn't a sign. He doesn't want anyone else to know about it, otherwise everyone will park there.
Right. Okay, so where shall I...
There are three spaces reserved for visitors.
Oh, right. Good. I can't actually see any...
Well, they're only reserved when they're empty.
Oh, well...
In fact, there are only spaces when they're empty.
Oh, I see. So...
It's Mr. Mallard, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Is it really that obvious?
It's beginning to be, yes.
At first sight, they can seem characterless and badly planned in terms of parking places, even slightly unwelcoming. But compared to the dark satanic mills of the 19th century, the light industrial units of today are light and don't have anything to do with Satanism.
If you'd like to wait for a moment, I'll just let Mr. Wilson know that you've arrived.
Okay, yes, thank you.
Mr. Mallard is here to see you, Mr. Wilson.
Yes, thank you, sir. I can see that.
Mr. Wilson is seeing you now, Mr. Mallard. And this is a copy of your itinerary for the day.
Oh, right, yes, thank you. Well, thank you, yes, that's very... I mean, it would be quite nice to be able to sort of just wander around and then see how things turn
now.
Yes, you're doing that from 11:30 until 11:50. Look.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, sir. Shall we go through to my office?
Yes, of course. What shall I say to Mr. Mallard?
It was Mr. Mallard I was talking to.
That's no problem. I'll make sure he knows.
Thank you, sir. That's fine. Hello.
Hello. Yes, it's Roy Mallard.
Yes, yes. Sue told me I was expecting you. Let's go through. Would you like some coffee?
That would be lovely, yes.
Will white coffee be all right, Mr. Mallard?
Yes, that'll be fine, thanks.
Will black coffee be all right?
Just white coffee with one sugar.
No biscuits, then.
Oh, well,
Zenitech manufactures peripheral things for the computer industry. With a total workforce of just over 84 people and an annual turnover every year, Zenitech is just like companies that are similar to it across the country as well as up and down it.
In peripherals, you've got to get used to the fact that the technology is constantly changing.
When you say peripheral...
We make brake systems.
Oh, I see. Yes, right.
So, you're in a situation where you've got to run if you want to stand still.
Yes, well, and presumably you don't want to stand still.
Because if you stand still, then you go backwards.
But, I mean, presumably you want to go forward.
Oh, yes, indeed, and we are doing, which is why we're managing to stand still.
Yes.
Ah, Sue. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. That's lovely.
Is there anything else I can get you, Mr. Mellor?
Actually, a glass of water might be nice.
Coffee?
Oh, good.
I'll let you put your own sugar in.
Thank you.
And it was no biscuits, wasn't it?
Yes, sadly. Yes, it was.
Paul is now in his early 50s, and although he's a firm believer that age isn't a factor in how old you are, there's a lived-in quality to his face which gives some indication of what the rest of him that you can't see is probably like. His route into management wasn't the conventional one. He'd already been working at Zenitech for 6 years as production manager when the then managing director, who was a fearless mountaineer and free-fall parachutist, died unexpectedly of natural causes.
My background was in electronics rather than in management, so initially there was a very steep learning curve.
Mm, that's interesting, steep learning curve. That's one of those phrases that I hear all the time, but I never quite seem to understand.
Oh, that is interesting.
Yeah.
Are there a lot of phrases like that? What are the other ones? Because sister went through all this with an 8-year-old and they had to get in an educational psychologist.
Really, yes.
And somehow he had a very low IQ.
Oh, dear, yes. So, as managing director, how many people have you got under you?
Everybody.
I see, yes. But I mean, in terms of management structure, what is it?
Well, shall I draw it for you?
Oh, yeah, that might be very
nice. Let me just move this out of the way.
Okay.
I'm sure that you don't want to look at it.
All right.
And anyway, it would just be in the way.
Right, yes.
It's just a photograph. Anyway, I'll move it.
Yes, right. She's a lovely girl, isn't she? Who?
Alison. Yes. That's a wall she's leaning against.
Yeah, gosh, yes. Have you got any other children?
Alison's my wife.
Oh. Sorry. I'm sorry.
We got married last
time. I'm sorry.
Don't worry.
A bit of a mess of the...
Really, don't worry. Anyway, management structure.
Right.
Right. So, look, this is me.
Gosh, yes, that's very good.
What
yes.
do you mean?
Well, it's just...
It's just a blob.
Right, yes, I see, yes.
Then there's the production manager who looks after everything that happens in the actual production process.
Yes.
A sales director here with the sales team underneath her.
Oh, she's a woman, is she?
Isn't that obvious?
Well, I thought it was... yes, I see, yeah. Right, yeah.
And then there's a company secretary who's a very important figure.
Yes, he is.
He's two-thirds accountant and two-thirds lawyer.
Right, that's four-thirds.
Yeah, you see, he's brilliant that way. Mm. And finally, over here, we've got a quality assurance manager.
What exactly is a quality assurance manager?
Well, his job is to monitor what we do and how we do it and make sure that our performance comes up to scratch.
Really?
As it is, he's got a completely free role to suddenly appear at any time and do a spot check and anything that goes on here, from paperwork through to production. And that way we get our ISO 9000.
ISO 9000. Now, what does that stand for? The International...
The Institute of Standard Official... Actually, it's the 9000 part that's the important bit, really, and that stands for, you know, very good, well done, all over Europe.
Right. So, right. So basically, you're responsible for making the big decisions, and then the management team work out ways of making that happen.
Yeah, well, no, that's a very top-down model of management.
Top-down.
Now, these days, the reality is much more bottom-up.
Oh, yes.
It would help if I turned a piece of paper around.
Oh, I see, yes. Oh, yes, it really is. It's completely bottom-up, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes. So, who's this person over here?
Where?
Yeah, this is quite a small person.
Well, I don't quite... it's a wee fly.
Oh, yes. Well, perhaps it's after the sugar.
I'll just...
Oh, God.
Oh, sorry, has that got in your...
That's okay, I'll just...
I've got a handkerchief here.
Oh, thanks very much, thanks.
The blood in the umbilical cord can be a lifeline for a child or adult with leukemia or another life-threatening illness. When people are treated for blood-borne diseases, their stem cells, the building blocks of healthy blood, are often wiped out.
Is it possible that the radiation effects that created the J-Rods and the Blonde Nordics, as Dan Burrish has been told, could be linked directly to nuclear global warfare?
How would they know this? How would they know there was a coming nuclear war when we could strategically plan to avert it? How would they know this unless they had some means of accessing the future, right? Either through a remote viewing program of some kind, or maybe some kind of device that has been developed.
So you can see that it takes quite a while before you can make that summit push on a mountain like Everest or any 8,000er, really.
Clearly, allowing the body time and space to adapt is crucial.
Let's be precise now. You're speaking about... You're not speaking about...
Looking Glass.
We're going to talk a little bit more about Project Looking Glass, but first, I think it's really important to look back in history and where else have I and others heard about this issue of a potential possible nuclear conflagration on the Earth in this kind of period of 2003-4 to 2012. Well, when I was working on Glimpses of Other Realities, Volume 1 and Volume 2, throughout the 90s, there was a man who surfaced. He had worked for the Navy, and he told me an amazing story. It was about 1987, and it involved a whole crew in a plane in which something, we're going to say, stopped time. The whole plane, from their point of view, was suspended in the air, and the gyroscope is...
Cord blood, like bone marrow, contains stem cells but is easier to obtain with more than 10,000 potential donors born every day.
Operating. Nothing is operating. And that he remembered pandemonium.
Okay. There was nothing the least bit recreational about my drug use. It was not at all recreational. It was very serious work. When I was a little kid, I wanted to be an astronaut. I wanted to go into space. And then as I got older, it just seemed to me like if you want to go into space, the kind of people who go into space are like the Firesign Theater said, people who like to sleep in tubes and push buttons.
Physiologist and mountaineer John West is author of High Life, the seminal book on how our understanding of the adaptation process has developed.
Urban to take up oxygen, so that for a given oxygen pressure, the blood can contain more molecules of oxygen.
Timothy, what happened when they put you in jail? I want to compare it to what happened to Solzhenitsyn.
You're going to drag out of your dusty attic of memories. What are you going to drag out to compare my...
Solzhenitsyn?
Oh, that could be a bit of baby food.
Yes, I think it is, yes.
Yeah, we've got a little one, 11 months.
Really?
Are you all right? I think it was cheese and lentil this morning.
Or fish, perhaps.
But I never met anybody whose essence was not always unconditionally loving.
You're assholes.
Whether there was going to be very many good experimental discoveries made here, and I think Slack proved by the number of Nobel prizes that were awarded for what they did over the years that indeed it was a great idea.
Blood is collected immediately after birth, then sent to a cord blood bank. Where it is typed, frozen, and stored until it is needed.
Oh, we're digging around in the library now. Yeah.
Each episode is followed by depression and pain, the loss of time and energy, the deep embarrassment about being a voyeur, the self-hatred at being unable to control oneself combine to keep an addict absolutely isolated.
People screaming, and then...
There is no cost to the donating family. The National Children's Cancer Society...
to be abducted from this plane. So this is a Navy military man in an emergency situation, and something happens,
something happens.
Dealing with these little gray beans. And out of it, everybody is back in the plane, everything goes forward. There have been lots of cases sort of similar to this.
Encourages you to speak with your doctor or call the American Cord Blood Program at 5008.
Adam is using a device to see in the dark.
Seems to stop. And in his mind...
So, the first thing I want to do is to focus on the thinking dimension. So the thinking dimension, just as a quick review, is your thoughts, your beliefs, your values, your images. They're all things that occur at a thinking slash cognitive level.
There is one simple way to alleviate the pain temporarily. Do it again. As with most addicts, the voyeur is sustained by excitement. He waits in a trance-like state, with energies focused in the waiting. Totally absorbed, the addict loses all contact with reality.
Get your hands back there, Lydia. Show us that butt again. Yeah. Now, I'm a little disappointed that your thighs are a little overhead. I didn't do your thighs. Let's get those thighs, shall we, Lydia? Huh? What do you think? Shall we beat those thighs?
Yes.
Sure, we should. Sure we should. Yeah, that's right, Lydia. Good. Let's get in there. Let's get in there.
And that is an advantage to these climbers at extreme altitude, because it enables them to load oxygen by their lungs more efficiently than would be the case if they didn't have this alkalinity.
That's the whole point. That's the whole point.
And incidentally, it's very interesting from a biological point of view that if you look right across the animal kingdom at all sorts of animals who live in oxygen-deprived situations, most of them, perhaps all of them, have developed strategies for increasing the ability of the hemoglobin to take up oxygen.
We'll let you go home and think about it, okay? Just sleep on it, okay? Yes. Tension up a little bit, huh? Yes. Come on. Lay on the floor. That's it. Just lay on the floor. That's it. So cooperative. So cooperative.
Just the way you like it, my brother. Ah, and Sue had arranged that we should talk whilst Lisa drove. Lisa had already had her lunch, so that was all right.
That was great fun. I was doing what I was interested in. Had time to travel. Back in my 20s. This goes up and down automatically, but...
Yes, that's... So what made you decide to change direction?
I don't know, really. Working on rigs is fine when you're young and single, but...
What made you decide to change direction?
You can't do it forever.
So you're married now?
Oh, God, no.
That's it, baby. That's it, girl. That's what we want to see. Yeah, stick it out. Put your hands on your ass. Good. Can we take a look at your asshole with you? Huh?
No.
No. Okay. Rule of the rule.
Follows speeches by Dina Burnett, Deborah Burlingame, and Tara Stockpole, three family members of victims of the 9/11 attacks, that all leading up to a speech by Rudy Giuliani, former mayor of the city of New York, who's taken the podium at the Republican National Convention. NPR's Andrea Seabrook is on the floor at Madison Square Garden as...
Drop. Just go limp. Just stay nice and limp. That's it. That's it. That's a girl. That's a girl. That's a good hand, but so you can worry. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it.
So the first step to go beyond them and to inquire into that is to use several very, very old forms of meditation. One, of course, by the famous saint who died in 1950, named Ramana Maharshi.
Yeah. Expected it to hurt, huh? To be bruised up. You knew that was going to happen.
The isolated. There is one simple way to alleviate the pain temporarily. Do it again.
Do any more of this? You think so? She thinks she's going to do more of this.
As with most addicts, the voyeur is sustained by excitement. He waits in a trance-like state, with energy focused in the waiting. Totally absorbed, the addict loses all contact with reality.
success usually means bad at life. You do realize that she's in love with you, don't you?
A map of the United States and of the world after there had been a terrible event.
They used to call this the drugstore. People would be
for business,
lined up
and we are stronger than
here.
Ever.
It was weighing anywhere from maybe $10,000 a night. We got as high as to making like about, oh, I'd say about $50,000 a night at its peak.
It just really worked. It's just cutting with the moment and not making it cut too far so we're not processing information. And not cutting too slow so we're losing the energy.
Fortunately, they'd shot lots of little moments of chips and people winning and that kind of thing. And you're free in a montage scene like this to play with time.
President Abraham Lincoln to President George W. Bush, all parties great contributions.
I think if you use jump cuts just for superficial style, it can look pretentious. But the beauty about a jump cut is the economy of it.
With a jump cut, you can ignore any kind of continuity. They sort of set the viewer off balance, and that kind of off balance has a little bit of its own energy and value.
When I was 19, I actually slept with a guy because he rolled his own cigarette. Cheers. Venus is in Gemini, 12.5 degrees, and is in direct motion, which means you're a slow starter when it comes to romance. Sorry, you know what? This is real unprofessional of me. I shouldn't discuss your chart with you till I'm all done. But I can tell by the look on your face that you think this is all a lot of BS.
No, I know what the outcome's gonna be.
There's not like one particular outcome. A lot of things come into the picture, like the planets, the moon phases.
The outcome won't change with me. It'll be all bad.
Oh my God. I have never met anyone who was so down on themselves.
Do you know what I do at the Shangri-La?
I asked around. You're a cooler. You turn winners into losers.
Do you know how I do that?
Listen, I know there's a lot of stuff that happens in casinos all the time.
I do it by being myself. People get next to me, their luck turns. It's always been that way.
Well, that sounds like a self-fulfilling prophecy to me. There's a whole chapter of that in my book.
I only got 6 more days. Well, really, almost five. I'm leaving town.
Only five more days. Then we shouldn't waste any more time. You want to go back to your place?
I'm not sure I can afford. I can't afford to.
Waste.
Oh, God. I'm sorry. I didn't mean. See, this is what I'm talking about. I've gone and cooled the damn table.
Shut up, Bernie. Shut up. You haven't gone and cooled anything. Not by a long shot.
Low altitude within a few days.
Sometimes mountaineers come back changed. Could be physical, could be psychological.
Ceiling. Let's go back and now repeat with me as we go through the body list pegs. Number one, toes. Number two, knees. Number three, muscle. Four is rear. Five, love handles. Six, shoulders. Seven, collar. Eight, face. 9 point. 10, ceiling.
Nelson Mandela, skin is not a victim, and he would take out his cane and he would shake it at you if you implied that he was a victim. Solzhenitsyn said, when he was in the bowels of the gulag, he had something like 500 years prison stacked on him. And those Russian prisons are not prison farm here in California. Solzhenitsyn said, one writer can bring down a country. One poet, one song, one catchphrase, one bumper sticker, one graffiti can bring down a country.
The nice thing about slack is that an electron is a very, very simple particle. It's just a little point-like electric charge. So, although it doesn't have such a great probability of interacting, when it does, you understand in great detail what's coming in, and you can focus your attention only on what comes out.
My mind it doth bewilder these wondrous things to scan, awed not by man the builder, but by God who made the man.
Just quoting a sentence from Glimpses of Other Realities, Volume 2, he said that whatever it was going to happen because of a sky fire and the shift of the poles. And that is an issue we've been talking about, the possibility of magnetic pole shifts. And sky fire is a phrase that I would say now in my work, at least half a dozen people in the human abduction syndrome have said that they have been shown some kind of pictures in which the entire Earth, the atmosphere is engulfed in fire, the Earth is engulfed in fire, and when they telepathically have tried to ask what has happened, the answer has always been in these cases, nuclear war, you must not proceed with nuclear war on your planet.
the numbers and dates straight. On November the 10th, 1974, they're running at 3.12 GeV. And what they saw on their computer screen was a sort of a real-time image that showed the events that they were collecting. So the screen would light up every now and again, you know, indicating that something interesting had happened.
Shorty.
Hey.
You didn't tell me you were coming. I'm having a manicure here, Nick.
What do you think? I don't wash up after going to the John, huh? Forget about it. You look at $1 million. I don't lie to you.
Should have called ahead. I would have sent the car.
Nah, we figured we'd surprise you.
Anytime, Nicky. Anytime.
I know that, partner. Shelly, let me introduce you to our brightest VP here. This is Larry Sokolov. His number's guy Marty Goffop.
How do you do, Shelly?
Can I get you fellas something to drink?
I'd love a vodka tonic, thanks.
Comes out of the confessional and she says, move over, I have to gargle. So, Nicky, what brings you to town?
Shelley, I've got a smart kid here. He's got some good ideas about how to revitalize the Shangri-La.
Revitalize? What are you talking about? We did $35 million last year.
But why don't you just hear the kid out, huh?
Shelley, I want you to know that I have nothing but the utmost respect for you. You've done a tremendous job with the Shangri-La over the last 16 years, and I don't think anybody can dispute that.
Yeah, nobody doubts that, Shell.
But the business has changed. Just take a look at the Strip. You see what I'm talking about.
What? You mean that Disneyland Mook Fest out there? Huh? Come on, you know what that is? Huh? That's a fucking violation is what that is. Something that used to be beautiful. Used to have class, like a gorgeous, high-priced hooker with an exclusive clientele. And then along comes that Steve Wynn cocksucker and knocks her up and puts her in a fucking family way. And now she's nothing but a cheap, fat whore hiding behind too much fucking makeup. I look at her, I see all her fucking stretch marks. It makes me want to cry because I remember the way she used to be. Am I right?
Well, there's no arguing the bottom line. Those places are raking it in. And the Shangri-La as she is now can't compete with that.
You think I'm trying to compete with that? You think that's what we're about, trying to bring in the fucking stroller crowd, fresh off some fucking e-ticket ride, trying to break the house on red and black? Fremont has never been about that bullshit. This is where old time and real money come to play.
Numbers don't back you up on that, Shelley. Don't get me wrong.
Nostalgia's great, and we love nostalgia. But nostalgia belongs in a museum. I think it comes a time to decide whether you're running a museum or you're running a casino.